What a series. It's been, I hope, you know, I was worried everybody'd be like, oh, the Raptors, they're boring, they're from Canada. This is, I'm trying to think of the last final. All we had last year was J.R. Smith forgetting what score it was. The year before, even, we didn't have much. We had a great final in 16 when Cleveland won it. What has been the most dramatic parts of the series that's kept you entertained as an NBA coach and former player?
Well, I mean, I like to see it go seven because, you know, I mean, from a coaching perspective, you know, you like to see who's going to step up and make plays. And plus, you know, I'm still hungry for basketball, so I don't want it to end. But, you know, I think the series has been fantastic so far because the Warriors, you know, they're against the wall in terms of, you know, trying to win another title. And Toronto's pushing them to the max, and they're stepping up, making plays. The other night was phenomenal what Curry and Thompson did in terms of coming down to that stretch run and making the plays that they needed to make to secure the win for the Warriors to, you know, to force another game in Golden State. So, I mean, it's just been a fun series. Unfortunately, you know, with what happened with Kevin, you know, our thoughts and prayers go out to he and his family. And if one guy can bounce back from an injury like that, it'll be Kevin Durant. That's just how good he is.
Mike, I have a question about the coaches. Because there is so much at stake and because there's so much to do in terms of game film and schemes and worrying about, in the Raptors' case, will Kevin Durant play? Won't he play? Are game plan changes? Is there time for coaching staff in the postseason to really enjoy the run or little moments as it's happening? Or does all that just come as reflection later?
I think there's time to enjoy it if things are going in your favor. But, you know, when things are going the other way, it becomes tough on coaches. And that's across the board. I mean, from the video guys who help you prepare, the scouts who've done all their work all year to get you in that position. I mean, it's a lot of work across the board for everybody. But for the head coach, I mean, when it's going well, it's great. But when it's a struggle, you know, I mean, you don't get sleep. You're trying to figure out your next move on and off the court. How you going to manage the players coming into that game? Who's going to guard? I mean, it's just a lot at stake. But, you know, that's the job we sign up for, and that's what we do. So it's a part of our game.
Mike Woodson, our guest. Phenomenal event. We're going to talk about the Coach Woodson Invitational in Vegas in a little bit. For those who have the means to travel, this is really something and well worth hearing about. The timeout Nick Nurse called, I think he's had a brilliant playoff for a first-year head coach. He's gotten on the radar of a lot of people, and I think he's gotten better as the playoffs have gone on. But he is getting criticized a fair bit for maybe taking the foot off the gas. What did you think about it? It's 103-97. There's 3 minutes left, and they're on a 12-2 run. But it was pointed out by a couple people yesterday, the run was almost all Kawhi. And so if Kawhi needs that break, and if he's gassed, and as you've seen, he at times he's looked like a shot fighter, and that's a heavy compliment to how much he's carried this team at times. What did you think of when Nick Nurse called the timeout in real time?
Well, being an ex-coach, you know, I really don't question coaches because coaching is hard. It really is. I don't care what level you coach at. It's tough. It's a tough business. And, you know, he decided to make the call. So from my perspective, you got to live with it. Yeah, did it kill the run? Absolutely it did. But he could have come out of the timeout, hit a big bucket. Now you go up eight. And we're not even having this conversation probably because they probably win the NBA title. So, I mean, it could go both ways. You know, I feel for Nick because the Warriors, it gave them fuel to regroup. They go on a 9-2 run, and they close the game out. So, I mean, it's a game of inches, guys, in the playoffs. There's no doubt about it. A mistake here or there, turnover, missed shot. You know, it happens. And You know, now Nick has got to regroup, get his team ready for game six, and hopefully go in Golden State and win it. I like to see game seven. You know, I'm still hungry.
My nerves can't take game seven, Mike. Yeah. I'm just letting you know that I'm going to be a disaster. But to your point about game of inches, I think nothing illustrates that more than Draymond just getting his fingertips on that Kyle Lowry shot from the corner, right? Like, if he gets a manicure that day and his fingernails are shaved down even a millimeter, we could be having a different conversation. And because things can change on such a dime and pivot so quickly, what do you think Golden State's chances are to win in game six now that they're depleted? We know a lot of their success is going to rest on Steph Curry creating things, getting his own offense, and then Klay Thompson knocking down shots as well. But do they have enough ammo in the tank to win game six, even though we know selfishly you want to see a game seven?
No, I think they have enough. I think, you know, they got to come out and establish themselves right off the bat. I mean, and then I think Steve Kerr has got to make different adjustments in terms of his rotation and who he plays. You know, Curry might not come out. You know, he might have to play pretty much the whole game. And Thompson might have to play pretty much the whole game. I mean, he'll go back and look at film and see how he can adjust in that area. But I think that they have a chance to pull it off. I hope they do, because I want to see game seven back in Toronto and see who steps up to make plays to win it.
Mike,
if they make game seven, because you're willing it into fruition, Greg and I need an all-expenses-paid trip with flight accommodations to your golf tournament.
We're broadcasting from
the
tournament.
That's the deal.
Yeah.
That's the deal.
That's the deal. Whether you shake on it or not, I'm just letting you know.
I think we might can make that happen.
I mean, people are buying Kawhi Leonard condos and letting him eat for free the rest of his life here. So smaller potatoes, I think. Mike Woodson's our guest. You can go to the website, by the way, CoachWoodsonInvitational.com. This remarkable Summer League Invitational Golf Tournament, July 5th to 7th in Las Vegas at the start of NBA Summer League. It's hosted by the Mirage Hotel and Casino and Shadow Creek Golf Club. So for tickets and details, as I said, CoachWoodsonInvitational.com. Do you get invigorated by free agency? There's nothing like it in any other sport. We're a hockey country, right? I can tell you there's nothing that's quite like, what about Kyrie, Kawhi, now Kevin Durant? There's so many dominoes to fall. Jimmy Butler even. Do the Sixers retain him? It's gotten bigger than it's ever been. When you played and even when you started coaching, free agency has, hasn't it?
It's huge, and this summer is very pivotal for a lot of teams, and particularly the Knicks, the Nets, you know, the Clippers, the Lakers, even the Warriors, and Toronto. You know, I mean, there's got to be some major decisions made in terms of how they go about recruiting, and what player that they're going to go after. It's just a lot of free agency of talent that is going to help somebody, and who that team is going to be, who's going to get that player, it remains to be seen. So this summer will be pretty interesting to see how it all falls in place. Boy, I'm kind of looking forward to that.
You've coached the Knicks. Tell me the draw that's there. I've always said they're kind of like the Maple Leafs, to be honest, in the NHL. Like, the fans always come. It's always an amazing atmosphere, but they've often not been able to get out of their own way. Are the Knicks still a massive draw? Because even when Carmelo's there and Amari Stoudemire, they still had that tough time getting elite players to say, yeah, I want to be a Knick. And it sounded like Kevin Durant is very, or was at least, very willing to be that player this year.
Well, again, I mean, I got to go by my experience, you know, as a coach there in New York. It was good for me. And Jim Dolan was great for me. You know, he allowed me to do my work, and he allowed Glenn Brunwall to do his job. We were able to put 8 new players on the team, and a lot of old heads, and win a division and get out of the first round, something that hadn't been done in a long time. But I think New York is hungry for basketball. They've always been that way from the time I was drafted by the Knicks in 1980. Playing for Red Holzman. But I think they have an opportunity to get a couple of great free agents this summer. And only time will tell. Again, they got to do their homework. They got to put up a great plan in terms of how they're going to recruit guys. And that's all these teams that I mentioned. I mean, that's just how it is. You got to go out and court these guys and recruit them and make them feel good about your situation and hope like hell that you're able to sign them. That's the name of the free agency these days.
What does this injury do to Kevin Durant's value? Right? We know he's valuable. We know he's talented. But if it's Achilles tear, full tear, he needs 12 months to rehab. Do you think he still gets a max deal?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. I think he's young enough. Kevin Durant is, to me, the best player in the league, along with LeBron and your guy over there, Kawhi Leonard. I mean, those three guys, and you got to throw the Greek Freak. Those four guys and Harden, five guys.
Anyone
Paul
else?
Harden. Paul George.
Paul George.
Steph Curry.
No, that's it. Steph Curry. Got to throw him in there.
Yeah, here we go.
Guys. I don't want to step on anyone, but he's at the top of the list in terms of free agency, and I cannot see any team not paying him the max. I just can't, because he's young enough. He'll bounce back from this. This particular injury back in the day when I played was pretty much a career-ending injury, but it's changed over the years. You know, technology has speeded the process up in terms of how they deal with Achilles tendon. So he'll bounce back, and he'll be Kevin Durant again, and at least I'm pushing for that, and I'm sure a lot of other people are too as well, because he's a good young man.